It's Country 94.9 FM 95, of course, coming up on Thursday night. Knox County Fairgrounds in Knoxville. Joe Nichols and Josh Turner, and spending a little time with country singer Josh Turner. And Josh, out there on the road yet, or are you home?
Well, I'm home for the moment, but I'm always on the road.
Always, yeah.
Yeah, somebody asked me the other day, a friend of mine asked me, he said, are you on tour? And I said, I'm always on tour. And he said, well, how long does this tour last? I said, well, at least another 4 years.
That's pretty great. Now, Josh, it's like everybody else, you weren't on tour. How great does it feel to be in front of audiences and packed houses and fairs and festivals?
It's a relief, honestly. You know, it's going through the pandemic was something that I've never in my wildest dreams ever thought would ever happen. I've literally been living out of my suitcase for the last 20 years. And when that happened, it was so bizarre because I just had to readjust my whole life because I was so used to being on the move and always being, you know, in a different place. And I finally got to unpack my suitcase and actually sleep in my bed, you know, consistently week after week. And so after the shock kind of wore off, you know, it was kind of nice to be able to spend time here at home and family.
Josh, I'm perusing for some Josh Turner highlights on YouTube, and there's a lot, but I came upon something I've came upon before. You and Randy Travis, CMT. Does that take you back a little bit?
Absolutely. That was kind of a defining moment for me and a dream come true. And
hold her hand, take a walk, a little talking, and a whole lot of listening. It won't be long till you get a little taste of what you've really been missing. They say the best things in life are free. When it's spelled love, T-I-M-E.
Randy being willing to do that show with me just gave me a lot of credibility, and you know, my Your Man album that was out,
yeah,
at that time, you know, it was already a pretty hot album, but when that show came out, the sales just skyrocketed.
Lock the door and turn the lights down low, put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand.
You know, it's just, like I say, I look back on it and I still kind of pinch myself.
Josh, I got to ask, I bet he might be on your Mount Rushmore. I'm just speculating that Randy Travis might be up there for you. And
absolutely.
You were a pretty young artist then. Did you put it together? Did you say, hey, this would be cool, or CMT come to you?
I think it was CMT's idea. They had come to us with the idea, and I said, well, that's a no-brainer.
Oh,
you know?
Man,
like,
yeah.
Of course I would do that.
Yeah, yeah. When are you doing the songwriting, and when's that come to you?
I do most of my writing at home. I have done some writing on the road. It's very, very rare, but I have written some songs on the road. If you look back at my Deep South record that came out in 2017, there's a song on there called Beach Bums that I wrote by myself, and I was actually on the road playing a fair in the middle of a cornfield in Indiana when I wrote that. So that's one of the few songs that I've actually written on the road. So.
I feel like you have it's some of those solitude moments when Josh Turner's alone, when some of the best songs are written, kind of like Long Black Train. You were taking a walk by yourself, right?
I was.
If you are at a Josh Turner show and you don't hear a Long Black Train, that is not Josh Turner on stage. You're going to hear it
that's right.
On Thursday night. But you and Joe, is this you loving this tour, being out with Joe Nichols?
Yeah, Joe and I go way back. We actually, the first big tour I was ever on was the Red Dirt Road Tour with Brooks and Dunn. And I was the baby act, and Joe was in between me and Brooks and Dunn. And, you know, we played quite a few dates with them and had a blast. But that was kind of my introduction to, like, what the real tour in life was really like. And so I learned a lot on that tour. And like I say, Joe and I have kind of rubbed elbows ever since.
Josh Turner's on the phone with us. And Josh, every time, not every time, but so many times I've turned on CMT or the Circle Network, and there you are on the Opry stage. And I know you can't even count how many times you've been there now. And I bet it's a blessing, but does it ever get old? And do you still get chills every time you walk out there?
It never gets old, and yeah, I always get nervous, you know, before I go out there. I don't know why. You would think I'd be over it by now, but yeah, it's just a special place. The crowd is always different every night, so you have to go out there and prove yourself each and every time that you step on that stage, and it's just, you know, it's like a second home for me, and I've always loved being at the Opry and what it stands for.
That membership came, was that a surprise? Did you know the night you played you were going to be a member of the Opry, and who gave it to you? Who laid that on?
When I was invited, it was a big surprise. Roy Clark invited me to be a member, which was, you know, incredible for me because I grew up watching Hee Haw and
yes,
and all that. And so to have Roy Clark be the one that invited me was a dream come true. And then I guess a couple of months later, Vince Gill actually inducted me. So that was, you know, just incredible to be inducted that soon. Honestly,
right.
I didn't feel like I had paid my dues yet. But
no.
There I was.
Yeah, Josh.
Becoming a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Time is love. Gotta run. Love to hang longer, but I got someone.
Right then, you should have just retired. That's it, right? That's a pickle, right? Roy Clark and Vince Gill. That's pretty great. Cutting your teeth, I read this, went back and saw an interview from CMT like a long time ago, South Carolina's high stepping country. Do you ever make it back in there in Myrtle Beach, Josh, where you cut your teeth?
I haven't been to high stepping country, but I have been to Myrtle Beach. I was actually there last Saturday playing a show down there, and, you know, the hometown crowd always comes out for that one, and we had a blast.
There's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty little home.
Josh, playing the show with Joe Nichols and out on tour Thursday night at the Knox County Fair. You going to pull out some new stuff for the show?
I'll be playing all the hits that everybody expects from me, but I'll also be playing some stuff from my I Serve a Savior record and my Country State of Mind record, and we'll give the fans what they want.
Going back, I saw an article where you mentioned somebody mentioned to you Johnny Cash, and you said that Johnny Cash make a perfect character in the Bible, and I thought, wow, that's perfect. What does he mean to you? And do you pull out some Cash on occasion?
Yeah, you know, Johnny Cash has always been one of my big heroes, and you know, I've just loved how he carried himself, you know, as an artist, and just the songs he wrote and what he contributed to country music throughout his life and his career. So I just try to emulate him in that way, and I also try to avoid the the pitfalls and the mistakes that he made. So,
yeah.
That's a lesson you can learn too.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Our heroes can teach us a lot, and we're glad you're out there doing it, Josh. And when inspirational country music gets brought up, Josh Turner's name is always at the top of the list. And so we can't wait to see it—a big, big show at the fairgrounds next week with your friend Joe Nichols, Josh. I can't wait for it, and have a great summer out there on the road.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Josh. Take care.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There ain't nothing that can't be done by me and God. Ain't nobody gonna come between me and God. One day we'll live together.